First, while many colleges are pivoting to virtual learning options, some classes are harder to teach through a computer. In-person, hands-on learning is important in many skilled trades like auto mechanics, truck driving, construction, and more. But how are colleges planning to continue those kind of classes during a pandemic? We have two instructors joining us right now. Sandy Thistle is the co-program director for Madison College's Construction and Remodeling Program. Sandy, welcome back.
Hello. Glad to be
here. Travis Gay is an automotive technician instructor at Chippewa Valley Technical College in Eau Claire. Travis, thanks for joining us today. Oop, do we have Travis? Not there. Okay, well, we'll start with you then, Sandy. Can you talk about what your classes, your hands-on classes, are going to look like this fall?
That's a good question. Some of the fundamental things are clear, such as the safety protocols and that are in place, and we will continue. In order to keep everyone safe, number one priority is providing a quality learning experience and keeping people safe. It's a little bit of a tricky balance because fundamentally there is no way that we have figured out with today's affordable technologies how to provide the hands-on part of the training without in-person classes. Go ahead.
And Travis Gay, I think we have you now. Travis, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Well, can you talk, Travis, about the kind of precautions you're taking there at Chippewa Valley Technical College, you know, to do the hands-on stuff you need to do, but keep people safe?
Well, we're definitely taking advantage of our space in the shop. Instead of having the students in the classroom, we're going to kind of rearrange the shop and have them spaced out in there. Even after that, when they're working on the cars, being mindful of keeping their distance, wearing masks. And then we're going to implement basically a you touch it, you clean it policy. So similar to the gym, where when you're done using the hoist controls, you wipe the where you touched off and really just kind of practice those things, keep our distances, and really monitor who's coming in and out of the classroom or the shop. When they come on campus, they'll be questioned and temperatures taken to make sure there's no issues first off.
And Sandy, can you talk a little bit, are you doing similar kinds of precautions to what Travis was talking about there in your construction and remodeling classes?
Yes, so we are in a fortunate position in which we went online in spring whenever this really started to become a serious concern, and we needed to finish up the year with hands-on. So this summer, over the entire month of June, we practiced those protocols for in-person. So we're putting all of the lecture and theory online and only focusing on the hands-on while the students are here. And same thing, protocols, they fill out a safety screener. They must have a cloth face covering, physical distancing. They come in, they answer the questions, they wash their hands, and they stay in the space with space between them. They know that if they leave the lab, they will not be allowed to return until the next day. And you know, there's a lot that we can do right in our space. The tricky part comes when they leave the space. So we have to assume that every single student is contagious because there are going to be students who are contagious and they have no symptoms.
Now, I know COVID has affected jobs in a lot of workplaces. Travis, I know, and I know a lot of technical college programs are in touch with people actually working in the field. Do you know, Travis, how garages, auto shops, mechanics in your area have been affected by the pandemic?
Yeah, I actually stop into a few shops and see how everybody's doing. And I'd say the first couple weeks of the pandemic in March, you know, when everybody stopped driving, it slowed down a little bit, but then it did kind of pick up, and I would say it's mostly been back to normal. And I'm talking about, you know, customer flow. It's been back to normal. The shops, they were, you know, being mindful of disinfecting vehicles, and, you know, keeping things clean and wearing masks, when they were working on the vehicles. And, you know, it presents a challenge, you know, people may be a little hesitant to bring it in, but, they're doing their best to keep the customers' vehicles running and keep everybody safe, you know, including the customers and the employees there safe. so that they can continue to do their jobs.
And Sandy, what about in your specialty area? How has this affected people in construction and remodeling right now?
Well, we're talking about an incredible breadth of situations, from residential in someone's home to commercial work in a large space where only people who are in construction are there. And I think that there's a lot of inconsistency from company to company and the different types of construction. So I think there is no blanket protocol that's being followed by everyone in the industry.
We're talking to Sandy Thistle from Madison College and Travis Gay from Chippewa Valley Technical College, looking at how their hands-on programs are dealing with the pandemic, trying to make sure people can get the hands-on instruction they need while staying safe along the way. Travis, what are you seeing in terms of enrollment? I know with some kinds of college programs, it's been hit or miss in some schools. What are you seeing with your program?
I would say it's down a little bit. We've had a lot of questions from parents and students on how it's going to look. And, you know, the college has been working hard to get those policies, and we're starting classes on Monday for fundamentals, and we're getting those questions answered, and we're doing our best to continue to provide the hands-on. With the social distancing being a part of a challenge with space, you know, of any of the years to have a few less students, it's not bad. And I can't blame a student if they're unsure of if they want to come, because they do want to do a hands-on program. That, you know, it's cars. You got to fix them. You got to work with the tools. So looking at that, if there was a question if it's going to go online, you know, we got to be honest. And these guys are going to, and gals are going to work best hands-on. And if they don't, you know, there's some hesitation there, but we're committed to the providing the hands-on. And as long as everybody does their part, like Sandy was mentioning, you know, inside of the classroom is one thing, but outside, having a conversation with the students about doing that, we should be able to keep everybody face-to-face in some degree through the semester.
And Sandy, what are you seeing for enrollment?
Well, interestingly enough, I think that our program is close to full. However, we've reduced the number of students that we'll take, partly because one of the approaches is to keep different cohorts of students separate from the other cohorts, and having an assigned teacher with that cohort for all of their classes. So we've really changed how we deliver. And then the other interesting thing is, I believe it was the Washington Post had an article about parents considering sending kids to community college rather than a four-year college right now at this time, in order to save money and open up possibilities. So I think that there is a chance that our enrollment demand will increase.
And in our last couple of minutes, I want to ask hopefully each of you, Travis, I've heard reports sometimes that current generations aren't necessarily thinking of trades like these as part of their career options. Do you want to make a quick pitch for people to make sure they're at least considering those?
Well, I think a lot of people, when they think of fixing cars, think of the guys under the hoods getting dirty. And the technology has changed so much in these vehicles. A lot of the repairs we're doing is going to be reflashing the computer. You know, there's a computer for every subsystem on a vehicle, upwards to 30, 40 of them now. And I would say the majority of the time we spend on vehicles or repairing something is locating service information, troubleshooting, figuring out how a wiring diagram runs, figuring out and where to test it, and then make that part replacement. So it's much more to fixing vehicles than getting dirty. It's a lot of computer and tech like that. Not to get anybody wrong, we still need the guys that love to dig in and get their hands dirty and do the brakes and engines. There's plenty of us, or there's plenty of things out there in the industry to keep everybody occupied with something that interests them.
And Sandy, do you want to take just our last minute or so to make the case for people to consider your construction and remodeling program?
Yes, we're very homogeneous group of people, a lot of older white men. There's a high demand for new blood in this arena. The pay is good. There's lots of opportunity. And for me, it's all about the occupational satisfaction. I love this work. I went to the UW. I could have some other job, but the kind of work I do is the right fit for me. And you add to that the high pay and the opportunity and demand, and it's a no-brainer for a lot of people. They just don't know.
Sandy, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Very happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
And Travis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We've been talking to Sandy Thistle, co-program director for Madison College's Construction and Remodeling Program, and Travis Gay, an automotive technician instructor at Chippewa Valley Technical College in Eau Claire. They joined us to talk about how technical colleges and hands-on programs are adjusting the way they work for the fall.